This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden told survivors of Hawaii's wildfire the nation grieves with you after touring damage caused by the deadliest wildfire in the United States in more than a century.
For as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you. You know, we will be respectful of the sacred grounds and the traditions that rebuild the way the people of Maui want it built, not the way others want it built.
Biden arrived in Maui on Monday, 13 days after the wildfires that have taken at least 114 lives ravaged the western part of the island. Ukraine's president is thanking Danish lawmakers in person after Denmark and the Netherlands said they'll provide Ukraine with F-16 warplanes to use against Russia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Copenhagen,
thank all of you for helping us.
Vladimir Zelensky saying Kyiv needs the jets against Moscow's much bigger force.
All of Russia's neighbors are under threat if Ukraine does not prevail.
While the first F-16s could be delivered to Ukraine around year's end, the Pentagon's top Air Force commander in Europe does not expect them to be a game changer in this fight, saying getting squadrons battle ready could take 4 or 5 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
West African nations have rejected a call by Niger's coup leaders for a 3-year transition back to democracy as the crisis hit country's neighbors weigh whether to take military action. The new military ruler has declared he will hold off a return to civilian rule after army officers toppled President Mahamat Bazoum last month. His announcement came after the delegation from West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS visited. This is VOA News.